Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
I am. I love your name, or I would have hung up on you already, so good for you.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for choosing to stay. All right. So, in what state are you registered to vote in?
Michigan.
Michigan. All right. And what year were you born in?
1988.
1988. All right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
I will most certainly be voting.
All right. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country as of right now?
I'm sorry, my kid just said something to me. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. So if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country as of right now?
Gas prices.
All right, gas prices. Would you say because they're too high, like inflation?
Absolutely, inflation. Yes.
All right, so inflation. All right. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or did you vote
I
for
voted
someone
for
else?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right. So now thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I would vote independent.
All right. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first person is Joe Biden.
Zero.
All right, and what about Donald Trump?
Zero.
0. All right. So thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I'm not sure who I have in my district to vote for, but if I were to vote a color, I would go Republican.
All right. So who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Do you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
All right. So now if you could please indicate whether if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Could you say that again? I didn't comprehend well.
Yeah. Do you want me to repeat the options again, or the statement, or all of it?
The statement.
The statement? All right. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Somewhat disagree.
President Biden should prioritize or authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Somewhat disagree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. So now if you could please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to want to support him for the 2024 elections. And if it would make no difference, this being because, like, you won't vote for him either way, or because, like, you're planning on voting for someone else, if you could also say that, please. So the first one is, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries with dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much likely.
Much more likely? All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.